Gaz, the beat maker.
Living unapologetically.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Unapologetically Living. Yes, thank you all for tuning in. If you're watching me live on YouTube, thank you for the views. Don't forget to leave me comments and share. As well, if you're listening to me on podcast, you downloaded me, thank you for listening to me and taking me with you as you go through your day. I have another exciting guest. Yes, I told you all I booked nothing but fire guests. Yes, they're bringing nothing but heat. These are real guests for real people. We are talking about real topics of how you're unapologetically living. You're going to take control of your life and live your best life. But guess what? For who? You. That's right. For you. Without further ado, I'm going to introduce my lovely guest that I have with me today. Her name is Miss Jen. Jen, let them know what you got going on.
Hello, everyone. It's so great to be on your show today. Thank you so much for being a gracious hostess today. So my name is Jen Espinoza Goswami, and I am a holistic coach and a motivational speaker at my own company, which I've titled Weightless.
Wow. I love it. Now let us know about Weightless.
Yeah. So Weightless is all about helping people find what I call bliss. So initially, I termed it around body bliss. Mm-hmm. So how you connect with your physical body, how you feed your physical body, how you the foods you choose, the fitness and the exercise you choose to move your body, and just feel your best physically. But as I was working with clients and coaching them to their best health, a lot of topics were coming up for my clients that had to do with their physical and emotional and you know, how they saw themselves. It was more about what was going on in their head and their mindset. And as a person who is a member of the 100 pound club, I thought it was really important for me to acknowledge the importance of loving who you are today. Okay. And understanding that you can still embrace positive changes in your life that allow you to live your best self.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Now, do you work with clients both in person and virtual?
Thank you for asking. I work mostly online, so COVID proof, if you will. We work via Zoom, via phone. I work with clients all around the country. So I live in Minnesota, but I can work with you no matter where you are in the world, as long as you have a phone or computer.
Okay, I love it. That is great. Now, do you offer different programs? And talk about how long are the programs, the length of the programs?
Yeah, so coaching is very much a create your own adventure kind of experience, because in holistic coaching in particular, I am not the guru, I am not the expert. You yourself, my clients, are the experts in their own lives and in what works for them. So my job is to create a partnership with my clients so that we can design that path for my clients. And because we're not just our physical selves, we also have emotional and other things going on in our lives. Mm-hmm. I honor that. So I work with my clients wherever they are, whatever shows up for them. Typically, people receive the best results after working with me for a minimum of 3 months. And that is my preference, because whenever you're in a relationship with someone and coaching is a relationship, mm-hmm. It takes some time to get to know each other, to feel comfortable, to share openly and transparently. And I'm very fortunate to work with fabulous clients who they're ready. By the time they connect with me on a phone call, they're like, I know I need to do this, so I'm going to start working with you.
Okay. I love it. Now, you mentioned that you are in the 100 pound club. Could you elaborate on that?
Yes. So the 100 pound club is for those people who have lost 100 pounds.
Okay. Wow.
And so that for me happened about 20 years ago. And, a lot of people, you know, who have a significant amount of weight to lose are my favorite people, because okay. that was the experience I personally had. Mm-hmm. And there's this false belief out there that if you have a significant amount to lose, there's no point in trying. First of all, because many of the programs that are available to you mm-hmm. are taught by people who don't know your experience. Yeah. They're people who are talking about six-pack abs and rocking a bikini on the beach. Yeah. And I'm like, well, I may have lost 100 pounds, but I'm still medically obese. Mm-hmm. So I like to work with people who define success in different ways, not necessarily what they look like, but how they feel, and embracing, you know, if they have curves, yes, let's rock those curves. Let's make you feel great about that. But let's also talk about how to eat a little more smart so you can live a long life, so you can rock those curves for longer. Mm-hmm. So I really like to work with people who are afraid of the diet thing. They've done the diet thing, they're done with the diet thing. Mm-hmm. It never worked for them. It never felt right for them. Okay. Because those programs were designed for skinny minis or people who are talking about 10 pounds or high school skinny. Yes. Whereas the people I gravitate towards are people who are like, I just want to feel great. I want to chase my kids around. I want to be able to rock that little black dress if I want to. Right. And I want to keep all my curves. So those are the type of people I tend to work with.
I love it, because I've been four-figured most of my life, and like you said, I've done all the different weight loss tricks and things like that, and I yo-yo back and forth, but definitely when I see a lot of the different programs that's out here now, just like you said, they're targeted towards people that are just trying to lose like 15 pounds, 20 pounds, you know, and it's like, that's you know, the least of my worries is losing 15 pounds, you know, but most of the programs are targeted towards people that, like I said, like you said, they only trying to lose like 15 pounds or something like that. And then they're like, oh, I'm back to perfect, you know? And so I truly, truly kudos to you. And I truly would recommend. And like I said, that's why I had you on the show to promote, because I know a lot of people, including myself, that can actually take advantage of actually knowing that it's somebody out there that you can relate to. Like you say, it happened for you yourself. So you know what it's like, that you're not just trying to talk and say, well, I'm just trying to push this program or this supplement that you need to take in order to just lose like 10 pounds, you know. That is good.
And I am not that person. I'm not that type of health coach. Because you know them. You see them on Instagram. You see them all over the place. Mm-hmm. She's sipping her smoothie. That's right. Loaded with protein. She's eating kale chips. That's not me. So, like, if you're like, you're used to seeing that type of health coach, that's not who I am. So, if you want a different type of coach who will understand you and the challenges you have as someone who maybe has a little more to lose than a few pounds, but you're like, still want to honor who you are and just love who you are, but maybe a little bit less of you, then that's the kind of person that I like to work with.
I love it. And when we were chatting before, you had mentioned it. I love when I asked you, were you vegan or vegetarian? Was you into keto? Tell them what do you identify as?
Yeah, so I don't like to be boxed, just like I'm sure many of the people listening today do not like to be put in a box. That's why we're unapologetically living, right? We don't want to be boxed or labeled or misnamed. So I tend to go more of a flexitarian lifestyle. And that basically means that I do whatever the heck I want when I want to. But I'm very mindful of what my body's telling me, because our bodies do talk to us. And I'm a big believer in listening to your inner wisdom and paying attention to the signs your body is giving you. So sometimes I do eat vegan, but sometimes I'm eating keto. Sometimes I'm eating paleo. Sometimes I'm eating all the bread. You know, it just depends on what stage I'm in and what my goals are at that time.
Yes. And I think that's very important. I get so tickled when I hear you say it, but I think that it's important that women understand that it's okay to still be with on a program, to work with you as a coach, and that you understand that every day won't be perfect, and you're not expecting for them to say, okay, I'm going to be perfect the whole 90 days, and I'm never going to have a day where I'm going to wake up and say, hey, Coach Jen, I'm just not feeling it today. And so that's good that you let your clients know that, you know, even me, myself personally, that I'm a flexitarian. I go with how I feel. And a lot of times you don't hear coaches in any industry, not just nutrition and health, in any industry, you very rarely hear a coach say that, hey, I don't, you know, do everything strictly 100% perfect, correct every day. You know, I have my days where I get out of bed and I just not feeling the day either. So I think that's great that you actually have accountability, but then you're also showing that you're like, you're an individual, you're human, as well. All your days are not just perfect. That's
yeah, I mean, I'm not perfect. Why should I expect anyone else to be? And just want to throw this out there. I'm one of the few health coaches that is not aligned with any sort of program, like products or supplements. Many health coaches are actually not coaches per se. There are people who are part of a multi-level marketing company, and there's nothing wrong with that. But their focus is less on coaching and more on telling you why you need a certain product or supplement. And I will never push anyone into a product or supplement. It's not for the majority of people. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's a crutch to not rely upon your own innate power to change when you're relying upon a supplement or a product. So sometimes clients have specific needs that are medical, and that's okay.
Right.
You know, there are supplements for that, but I'm not someone who's going to be pushing like, this is the way, you have your shake mm-hmm. every day. I'm not that kind of person.
Right. Because one thing I've known, because I've tried all those diet trends, once you stop taking those supplements, the weight comes back. But that's the part they don't tell you. They do not tell you, okay, yeah, everything is going good because you're taking your supplements, you're drinking these shakes, you're taking whatever, these multi vitamin drinks or whatever they're selling, you're taking it, but what they don't tell you is stop taking it for 2 weeks and see what happens.
And those products aren't cheap. They are not cheap. Yes. I'm like, do you want to set yourself for a lifetime of like throwing your money away? You can.
Yes. I was actually selling and taking one very popular one, which I'm not going to say which one. I'll tell you offline. It's very popular, and it was popular way back in the day for years, and they're still peaking out now, but not as much. And one thing that changed me was the person, like you say, multi-level marketing, the person that was superior to me, when I was getting so many people, because of course I was already full figure, so anybody else that was full figure that saw that I was taking it and it was working, they was like, okay, I want it too, because it's working for her. So I was selling quite a bit. As you say, the product was very expensive. So he was making a lot of money off of uplining because I was selling so much. But when he came to me and he said, well, see, do they have heart issues? Do they have diabetes? Do they have high blood pressure? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, well, you can't sell them this. You can't sell them that. Can't sell. So wait a minute. So what am I taking in? If these people can't take this stuff, so what am I taking? I have this whole list of people that shouldn't be taking this product. So why am I taking these products then?
You know, that is rather scary. I'm not surprised by that, because those types of no supplements are regulated by the FDA. So take everything with a grain of salt. Yes, there are testimonials. Word of mouth is very powerful, and I understand that. But everything I do in my philosophy and coaching is it's about habits, what your habits are. Mm-hmm. And if you have a hand-to-mouth habit today where maybe you're indulging a little bit too much, or you're drinking too much, or you're putting too many things in your mouth, are you changing that habit by putting a supplement in your body? Is that changing anything for you? Or is it adding something else that may or may not long-term be helpful for you? So just food for thought out there.
Okay. I love it. Now, does your family and friends, how do they support your business?
How does my family support my business?
Your family and your friends.
I have really great family. I have two daughters. So I have a teenager and I have a 10-year-old. So they are just used to me doing my thing. I'm a motivational speaker as well, because I started sharing my story of losing 100 pounds in front of audiences. And after that was when I started health coaching. So my family has been there with me for various things I've produced, various presentations I've done. I've been on a couple TV spots and things like that. So my family is aware and have attended or participated. Sometimes I used to table events back when we had live events. So my daughters would come and help me out at my booth. And so my family is very supportive. And because I get to choose my own hours as a coach, it is the perfect job for a COVID kind of reality, because I can work online, I can work wherever I am, mm-hmm. and I can choose my own hours. So it really is the perfect solution from both a family standpoint. Like, my family knows what I do, they love what I do, they support what I do. But also I can be there for my family by choosing my own hours and working, you know, in between the distance learning and all the other things happening with COVID right now.
I love it. Being an entrepreneur myself, I completely understand what you're saying. I love it. That's the best part about, people think it's all about the money, the reason why you become an entrepreneur, but it's the freedom. It's the freedom of your time. And you don't know until you make that transition. And now when I sit back and think like, wow, especially when I was working overtime, crazy, I was working in the hospital. And I think about how I was like, in 2 weeks, I was working 120 hours, and how much I was neglecting myself. And that's part of the, when I was, you know, started to gain the weight excessively because I was drinking Pepsi. I was addicted to Pepsi back then because I was trying to stay awake because I was working 120 hours because I was addicted to that whole grind. Yeah. You know, and so you don't realize until you get out of corporate America how much we really, how we thought, our thought process. We didn't value, you don't value time. And now I'm like, wow, I can still make a certain amount of money and still not have to give up 12 hours of my day. You know what I'm saying? To sit in this one location, this one space, not spending time with my family, my kids. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah. Well, I'm a corporate escapee, so I worked 16 years in financial service work.
Okay.
Mortgage companies, mm-hmm. Quality assurance, fraud investigations. So I know what that's like. I had to fit time in while raising two children, while doing all the things as a mom. So yeah, I understand that life. And I always am respectful of my client's journey. Mm-hmm. And many clients I serve, they work for companies. And I understand what that looks like right now. I'm hearing from them what their challenges are, working from home, teaching mm-hmm. from home, doing all these things from home. It's a real big recipe for burnout. It's a big recipe for that. And I don't want my clients to ever get into that situation.
Trust me, I understand. And yes, and I admire that you're that type of coach, that you're down to earth, and that you're actually a what they call a real life coach. You're not just giving people a script, you know, that, you know, like you're saying, that you're superior because you're in a multi-level marketing, that they're telling you got to read this script to everybody. You're just being Coach Jen, and you're letting them talk to you. And you're talking with them, having real one-on-one conversation. You're not just going against a script and say, okay, now get the shape.
I actually love working with what I call rebel clients. So these are the types of clients that are like, don't label me, don't put me in a box. And mm-hmm. these cookie cutter things have never worked for me. And they're missing that element. They're missing that personalized element of what could it look like for them? Because if they didn't exactly follow the rules,
right,
they didn't get the results. Mm-hmm. And that's frustrating. I understand what that feels like. So I'm like, okay, you can follow the rules you want, but you can also choose different rules if you want. You get to choose what your story looks like. You get to choose this path you're walking. And we just discover what that looks like together and review it as we go along.
Okay, I love it. Now, the holidays are coming. Are you doing any specials? Are you doing anything new for January?
Yeah, so I'm not a resolution person. Big surprise there. I do not ever set New Year's resolutions. I encourage my clients to rest during the month of January. It's the perfect time to rest.
Oh, wow.
But I'm super excited about something I'm offering for Black Friday.
Okay.
The main habits that people neglect to master because they're so focused on weight loss. Mm-hmm. You know, when you focus on weight loss, you go all in. You do 100% effort 100% of the time. You create this perfection tendency. Okay. But really what it comes down to is it's not about weight loss. It's about weight maintenance. So many of us don't focus on what it takes to maintain weight because we never try to maintain our weight. We're not like, oh, I stayed the same weight. Mm-hmm. You know, that doesn't feel as powerful. But really there are four main habits that help us maintain weight. And I'm a longtime maintainer. So this is what I've learned from the research studies, from working with clients over the years.
Okay.
There are four main habits. So I'm going to lead a 0-pound holiday group in these four habits. So every week we're running from November 29th through January 3rd. So I'll take you through the new year. I'll make sure you're supported the whole way. And there's three different levels because I know people are suffering right now. You know, some people lost their job. Some people's income has been reduced. So there's three different levels you can participate in.
Okay.
At the basic level, you get daily accountability from me. It's all you need is a phone. It's not a group you have to join. It's not something you have to log into. It's using your phone. Daily accountability with me. We check in the middle of the program. We have a focus every week. We talk about fitness tutorials. Mm-hmm. In my state of Minnesota, they've closed our gyms through December.
Okay. Wow.
So, you know, fitness opportunities are less right now, but I can help you with home fitness ideas. I specialize in home fitness. I've been doing it for many, many years. And then we talk also about some other habits that are really critical to maintaining your weight. So it's not about trying to do all the things and being superwoman. Mm-hmm. It's about just focusing on very basic habits till you master them. Okay. And then when you enter the new year, you don't need to jump into these huge resolutions because you're like, I feel good. I've already succeeded at maintaining my weight despite the stress of the holidays, despite the indulgent food and drinks available to me. I have done this. So what a great win to enter the new year.
Okay. I love it. That is great. I've never heard a coach actually talk about doing a program right starting at the Black Friday, and so that you're not feeling like you have to wait until January. Because a lot of people just sit and say, well, I'm just going to wait until the new year. And like you say, when January rolls in, you're already in a good place when January comes in. So you're not feeling like, I'm pressured with the whole new year. I got to, you know, start working on myself now. You're already in a good place. So that's a great idea. And my viewers and listeners, they'll be able to take advantage because they'll be seeing this on Thursday. It's going to go out probably Thanksgiving evening. So they'll be able to view it and catch this so they can, you know, because I think me personally, it actually is wonderful to have a new outlook on this whole new year approach to life. Yeah. With everything that's going on.
Yeah, and you know, you get to enjoy your turkey. I'm not going to try to tell you, don't eat your favorite family traditions. No, enjoy your traditions. Then start thinking about like maintaining, because I know there's a lot of challenges. We don't know what the new year is going to look like this year. Mm-hmm. Maybe there won't be the special, at the gym where you can get zero enrollment and all those things. The gyms may not be open. So rather than waiting and seeing, which I feel like COVID has forced us into a wait and see approach in a lot of ways, mm-hmm. but you don't have to wait and see. You don't have to throw away a month and a half before we get into 2021. I know we want to, go speed up the clock and get there quicker so that we can kind of escape this year, but why not improve yourself while you're doing that? It is possible.
Yes, I love it. I love it. It's a great thing. Now, wrapping up, is there any last minute things that you would just like to leave with the guests? It doesn't have to be related to the business or anything. It could be anything that you want to just leave as last minute words of affirmation.
Yeah. You know, what comes up for me is, and I tell my clients this all the time, is you are more powerful than any product or thing or tool. And what I mean by that is we forget how powerful we are as individuals to make choices, to act on those choices, and to succeed and achieve the things that we wish in life. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's just because we don't know any better and we haven't experienced any different. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's because we had no reason to believe that we could have anything else. But I'm here to tell you, like, there's nothing special about me. Just because I lost 100 pounds doesn't mean that I'm a unicorn or that there's something unique in me that you do not have. Mm-hmm. No matter what your goal is, I know that it's possible for you. And I want to tell you that you are the most powerful one in your life, and only you can make yourself happy. So think on that.
I love it. I love it. Well, thank you for stopping in, chatting with me, and sharing your goals, your endeavors, and your business with us. I love it. I love what you have coming forth, and I love what you have already built, because so many people can take advantage and know that it's actually durable to meet real coaches. You don't have to just go by what you see on social media. You can meet real life coaches. Thank you.
I'm happy to connect with anyone. I'm at weightlesschronicles.com, so check me out. Lots of free resources for you.
Okay, and I will put your links and everything in the video and also for the podcast so people can directly connect with you. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Unapologetically Living. As I say, always be your best self unapologetically. What I want you to do is make your own memories, create your own opportunities for you that feel good for you. Until next time, I'm out. Bye.
Fearless is not the absence of fear. It's living life with fear, but jumping anyway, accomplishing your goals.